Hey, Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back again for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, recording this basketball episode here on this Wednesday, December 17th, 2025. Thank you for tuning in to this episode, folks. Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is football, men's basketball, women's volleyball coming up soon in the spring, and our women's rowing back in action. Baseball on the diamond, indoor track and field next month at the Clifford Vittle Indoor Track and Field Facility at Manhattan, Kansas. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. Switching gears a little bit in between all the breaking news on football, and we're not there yet. Big 12 conference, or at least for the women anyways, they're there. They're going to be playing TCU in Fort Worth on Saturday, I believe, if my memory is correct on that, there as well. We'll take a time out here after this. Wow, people. Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, apologize about that. Yeah, so back to what I was saying. Yeah, so women's basketball team, we playing TCU in Fort Worth this weekend. And the men's team, K-State basketball team, they're not there yet. They have two more games left. Obviously, they have one more this weekend. And then they have their last non-con on Wednesday. And that will wrap things up on the 2025 calendar year for K-State men's basketball on that end. But two more games left, which should be wins. I was checking out the Big 12 standings yesterday out of curiosity on the men's side anyways. And there are, six teams on here that are ranked in the top 25. Again, the Big 12, one of the top basketball divisions in Power Fours. Best Power Four conferences in the nation there. Obviously, last year, that belonged to SEC, but usually it's either the Big 12, usually, or the SEC taking over on that note of who's the best basketball conference in college basketball. And also, we have the national runner in the conference. That's Houston, and Houston has taken K-State in the woodshed a few times already there as well. We'll just have to see what happens there as well. They've just looking at they're not undefeated. They have one loss. Houston does, but they're eighth ranked in the country right now. But one of the six teams, anyways, that's ranked right now currently. I thought that said W for a second. I was looking out of curiosity, and yeah, K State is at the bottom fourth. If you want to calculate. Record-wise, anyways, they're on the bottom four, no matter what it is, because obviously you have, no matter what. If you throw TCU behind West Virginia, it's TCU, K-State, Utah, and Cincinnati with a 6-4 record. But Arizona, let's just start with this. Arizona, number one team in the country as of this week, right? Undefeated, 10-0. Iowa State, fourth rank in the country, 11-0. Houston, 10-1, as I just mentioned, eighth rank in the country, just mentioned, and then K-State men's opponent, the opener that I mentioned earlier in one of the courses this week, DJ Dibonsta in BYU, 10th. Now, why no shade, again, this is no shade on BYU, I'm just saying, BYU, they were never heard of in basketball. Look, and I've watched plenty of SEC basketball, and now, even when I was diving in the SEC, it was usually between that or the Big 12. No, because Big 10, I don't think it's that good. Maybe for a couple of universities, and the Pac 12 wasn't that good either. It was the SEC for me or the Big 12 between those two. So it pretty much states my fact. College basketball, look, you're dealing with either the Big 12 or the SEC, right? So that's what you're dealing with. And BYU was not heard of. They were not heard of at all. So When you look at that, it's amazing. It's stunningly, anyways, that, of course, we lost to BYU last year, so I have no room to talk. But BYU right now, in the top 10, 10th, 10-1, and we're going to be playing them to kick off. Whoa, we're going to kick it off against them. I believe that's home game. So, and remember, again, I cannot restate you this, right? DJ Dot Monster, case they tried to get him and failed, right? It's not without trying, but yeah, at one point, KC was in line for DJ Don Bonsta, the best player. I believe he was the best player in the nation, number one recruit last year. And now, BYU was competitive and all that. They're right there. And now they're off to a 10-1 start. Well, they're ahead of, how about this, BYU head of KU, who's 17th, and Texas Tech. Those two. Usually you find KU and Texas Tech up there, in a little bit up there in the mix. There, Texas Tech is 19th, so there's that. KU, back to them real quick. Yeah, somebody asked me how KU's doing. Right now KU is 9-3, Texas Tech 8-3. Remember, no conference games yet. No coverage game yet, and then your K-State Wildcats, and I got to correct something because I thought it was 7-5. It's 7-4 right now for Jerome Tang. P.J. Haggerty needs to find the other end of the barn here and get going here a little bit. But, so 7-4, you're coming off of the big Creighton win, and now you play two more games, which you should take care of. So you technically should be... when all this shakes out by the end of the calendar year, 9-4, I know I'm putting it out in his existence. So there's that. I'm putting it out in existence. 9-4 by the time you play DJ Don Bonsta in the BYU Cougars per watch the podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Gray recording this. Look ahead towards Big 12 action for the men's basketball team. The women are already gonna be there. This weekend against TCU on that inside of the spectrum. This is Eddie Greer, host of this K-State podcast, the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports. Yeah, man, so you got six teams right now in there, and then let's not forget about the rest of them. Oklahoma State, right there behind Houston, 9-1. This is surprising. BYU and Colorado. Colorado's 9-1. UCF's 8-1. UCF... made its stance in the last couple of years. They can play with anybody in this conference. Arizona State, 9-2. Baylor, 7-2. Baylor usually is up there in the mix. We already talked about Kansas and Texas Tech. TCU, West Virginia, RK State team, Utah, 7-4. Same record as K-State. And Cincinnati has to work. If you want to put it, everybody has a winning record right now. 6-4. That's the worst. So the best record right now is 11-0. That belongs to Iowa State, but they're not the number one team to catch rate. Arizona is right now, and then Cincinnati has the worst record in the league, 6-4. So yeah, man, it's crazy, man. When you add in that now, obviously football, they're competitive and whatnot. Arizona was the most surprising story coming out of the football season, right? When you switch it, Arizona obviously has a pretty good college basketball pedigree in college basketball. Houston, let me see, Arizona State usually competitive in that as well. Now you throw in a surging BYU team in the mix, so we gotta take them seriously as well. So K-State, you know, I think there was a delivery somewhere on PJ Haggerty or YouTube video on PJ Haggerty, how he has to get back to the early in the season, PJ Haggerty, because that is what's going to be needed. And that's not all that's going to be needed, but BYU, I mean, PJ Haggerty, we need to find a PJ Haggerty that was scoring 20 points in the first six games of the season. they would have a shot. Obviously, David Castillo is playing out of this world right now. But again, they're going to need more than just David Castillo. Give him that energy every night, because he sacrificed himself for the good of the team and for a selfless act there. Wanted to be that spark, right? So, again, Abdi Bashir, Yeah, he's got to be that guy if Haggerty isn't scoring, right? Obviously, you have the Nate Johnson of the world, Kamara McGriffs, the Elias Rabakides, Dorian Buca getting some more playing time in the mix there. And how about shout-out Taj Manning. Shout-out Taj Manning out here playing hard, earning minutes for head coach Ting as well. So, I mean, yes, I'm jumping the gun a little bit because K-State should win these next two non-con games, their last two before entering this hard-ass Big 12 schedule here, which will open up with BYU at home. So you're going to get them at home. Guess what? That's going to be a good game. Very good game. So we'll see what happens, obviously, there as well. There's going to be a lot of basketball still left in the 2025 once we turn the calendar year to 2026 there as well. So I thought it interesting enough. Yeah, I just checked it on my own last night before going to bed just out of curiosity. And, yeah, so reminder that we have six of those teams right now in the top 25 ranked, led by number one ranked Arizona. Arizona Wildcats in that mix as well. So we'll see what happens. Obviously, we'll have postcasts. And let me dig back into the schedule while I'm thinking about it here real quick here on the podcast. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer. Yeah, man. So, yeah, South Dakota next up for David Castillo, PJ Haggerty, Abdi Bashir and company. That is this Saturday at 11 in Bramlage Coliseum, which is going to be Superhero Day at Bramlage. And then a little bit later on at 4, it is the Big 12 opener on the road for head coach Jeff Mitty and the Lady Wildcats as they take on 8th-ranked TCU. Now, that's what I saw that last time. I don't know why they took it off here. Maybe they're not ranked. I don't know. Maybe I need to double-check on that as well. So, yeah, it's been pretty quiet. And it's going to stay quiet looking ahead next week because there's nothing, because obviously it's Christmas. But, again, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports, Eddie Greer. We had an episode on Thanksgiving. We'll have an episode on Christmas there. Football is going to be on Christmas as well. Nothing for K-State Athletics next week. And then you're going to have at least two more K-State Athletic events to close out 2025. And that's going to be basketball events between men's and women's. Of course, the home opener, Big 12 opener for the ladies is on the 31st there as well in the afternoon. And then, of course, Lord willing, you can ring in the new year there as well. So everything's been pretty quiet, but a lot going on the football side right now. So there's that for you on that. So just want to give you kind of an update, kind of to see where K-State is right now as they're about to enter into Big 12 play when the calendar year rolls into 2026. And, yeah, it's going to be a uphill battle once again because this team, right, going in, again, expectations to make the tournament. And so, we'll see what happens. But, again, they'll play on Saturday morning against South Dakota, and then we'll turn our attention to the women's. And, of course, we'll have postcasts of both there as well. And, of course, yours truly is working on Saturday. So, no Brent. So, no Moss on watching those games. But we'll have postcasts. I will record those on Sunday. And depending on what we decide as a run group between my little squad, my little training squad here, we'll definitely have those done either probably more than likely after the run is over. So there you go. Now we got to get back to our early morning runs here. I know it's winter and all that, which we've been struggling, or I've been struggling, I should say. Getting out the door, but been inspired here in the last 24 hours time, and I'm slowly getting my butt up. And I know this is not K-State related, but obviously I need to record my finale of the EG3 podcast at some point, and might have to be this weekend there as well. So I'll probably do that after my Saturday run. So we'll do that. We'll take care of that business then as well. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. This K-State podcast, not an EG3 podcast, K-State podcast, all things K-State sports. Get it wherever podcasts are found. You might want to hop on a subscribe channel right now before it turns to 2026. Obviously, things are slowing down, but not slowing down for this podcast. And we've been hearing a lot on the football side, and pretty much probably going to stay active for a while on that. But you want to make sure you're tapped into this podcast. Make sure you do. Hit the alarm bell every time we update your content daily. Y'all be first to be notified about it. And make sure you hit the subscribe button there as well. Obviously, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And one of these day nights, when I'm not working, we'll have bring back Alex back on. His return to the main feed. I'm gonna do a trial run and see if it's gonna work or not. But we're gonna get him. I'm gonna get him back on. I'm not just gonna do a trial run with him. I'm gonna pick a night, stick with it, and get his butt on. Get really thoughts on the football season and as a whole. There, also obviously as K-State is transitioning into the Colin Klein era at Kansas State. Alex Aiden out there in Sydney, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll talk to y'all on the next episode. Go Cats.